Street Fighting, the 1970s, A Personal Decade, written by George Galloway and narrated by George Galloway and published by Malacca Media Limited. Preface. I'm George Galloway, and I wrote this book, Street Fighting, the 1970s, A Personal Decade, and as you can tell, I'm narrating the book too. It is published by Malacca Media Limited, and all of everybody's rights are reserved. Actually, I've been waiting for an opportunity to finish this book and get it out, and now seemed like the right time. After all, we are all headed back to the 70s, right? During the 2017 general election, at the height of the, frankly, 1970s-style red-baiting fervour against Jeremy Corbyn, the Daily Telegraph published a front-page splash picturing Corbyn in Lenin-style cap below a sombre headline, telling the country that he and Labour would take them back to the 70s. They said that as if it was a bad thing. But, as it turned out, it wasn't Jeremy Corbyn, but the Tories themselves who took us back to the 70s. A hung parliament, a minority government, depending upon Ulster loyalists, and a deteriorating situation on the streets of Belfast. The threat of war with Russia, a crazy president in the White House, crisis in the Middle East, a mustering winter of discontent as public sector workers, and for that matter pensioners, shiver through almost a decade of pay freeze, indeed pay cuts, and falling living standards with rising fuel poverty. Vituperation against the European Union, the air thick with mistrust of Johnny Foreigner. Renegade Labour MPs, scandal at the BBC. It all feels pretty familiar to me. I'm George Galloway, and I have written this book, Street Fighting, the 1970s, A Personal Decade. I hope you enjoy this narration. Chapter 1. Street Fighting, the 1970s, A Personal Decade, written and narrated by George Galloway, and published by Malacca Media Limited. Sir Winston Churchill was in his last year as Prime Minister. It was much closer to the Second World War than it seemed to me at the time, until I became older and knew how fast the years go by. 9 years had passed since the surrender of Nazi Germany, when I came into the world. I now know that 9 years is nothing at all, although, to be fair, time passed a little more slowly back then. The war was important to me from a young age. As a kid, I spent a lot of time refighting it, and it would later become one of my specialist subjects. I still think it is important now. It was a time, maybe the only time, when it was possible to be proud of this country, Great Britain. For a part of that time, we stood entirely alone in Europe against the fascist hordes of barbarism bent on genocidal domination of the continent and beyond. During that time, the United States was watching the war on newsreel and had no intention to intervene. The Soviet Union, having sought an anti-fascist alliance with Britain and France and had been rebuffed, had made a separate and temporary peace with Hitler. After the fall of France on 14th June 1940, huge sections of the British ruling class, many of them in the cabinet room and in Parliament, even in Buckingham Palace, wanted to seek a deal with the Nazis, some out of a hard, pragmatic calculation of the hopelessness of the situation, others out of something more sinister. There were substantial numbers of powerful people in Britain who had viewed with favour the rise and rise of fascism in Europe. Powerful newspaper barons like Lord Rothermere, owner of the Daily Mail,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?